The Government Accountability Office recently concluded a year-long study of mismanagement within the Indian Health Service. The investigation was spurred by complaints alleging IHS property was being misplaced or stolen at IHS headquarters and agency offices across the country. Although the GAO has the authority to conduct investigations on its own, two U.S. House committees asked for the audit. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee held a hearing on the findings of the report during the last week of July. Greg Coots is Managing Director of Forensic Audits and Special Investigations for the GAO. He says their investigation uncovered numerous lost or stolen items.
Those were laptops, PDAs or Blackberries, vehicles were stolen, and other mostly IT equipment was stolen, the evidence that we have. Of course, no one will ever know how much of it is stolen versus lost. The types of items, again, most of what we looked at was information technology equipment. There were some items that were lost or ruined that were more medical equipment, and there were other items that were lost, such as large backhoes and caterpillars and things like that, which hopefully they were lost and not stolen, but because the records were so poor, no one probably will ever know.
Seems hard to lose a caterpillar.
It sure would be.
Do you have an idea of a total monetary amount that this represents?
Well, our number would be understated because you keep in mind that we did 100% inventory of IT equipment at headquarters, and we did sampling from 7 field locations. There's 163 field locations. So with just the limited work we did, there was at least $15.8 million that IHS records indicated was lost or stolen over a 4-year period. Plus, our statistical sampling and other physical testing showed additional amounts. But if you consider the fact that most locations did not do full physical inventories, and we did not do our inventory work at over 100 locations, the number is probably substantially higher.
And Mr. Coots, when you were looking at all these problems that were within IHS across the country, what stood out as the most egregious?
Well, I think some of the cases of waste we identified where an individual received a 23-inch, $1,700 computer monitor, and it was in shrink wrap in their office, and they had not ordered it, and it was just sitting there, complete waste of government resources. It was a very egregious example of waste. At the headquarters location, you had 3 computers on the books for every employee, yet at the same time, they were buying new computers, setting them in the corner because they had too many, and they were collecting dust. That would be probably the most egregious thing that I would have seen.
And how unusual is this, or isn't it? If you looked at other government agencies, do you think you'd find similar amounts of equipment lost or missing in some way? Or how unusual would you say this is?
We've identified agencies before that had lost or stolen property. There's been well-publicized cases of computers and other compromised government data that you've probably heard of before. But from a standpoint of the magnitude of the items that were lost or stolen, this would certainly be on the high end and probably worse than most of the other bad ones.
And so what have you recommended to Health and Human Services to strengthen their security at the Indian Health Service?
We issued 10 recommendations, and they agreed with 9 of them. And so most of them are really enforcing current policies rather than establishing new policies. On paper, many of the basic policies in place, such as requiring annual physical inventories and barcoding property, were not bad by design. The problem was people were not following them and no one was being held accountable. So if they certainly would implement the policies we're talking about and actually hold people accountable, this is not a real complex problem. It's real basic property management 101 type of issues.
Greg Coots is the Director of Forensic Audits and Special Investigations for the Government Accountability Office. He says a follow-up report will be reported to Congress early next year.